Well, it's a combination of things, for sure. I've actually titled my new workshop to be called The Tao of Marketing, because as far as I'm concerned, after close to 30 years of using this unique approach, I really have, I believe, discovered a way that masters this spiritual, holistic understanding of how we can create an outreach that is not only beneficial and abundant for us, but sustainable. And the reason I call it the Tao is the Tao means the way. This is the way. And the Tao of marketing is an art and a science. It's a divine practice, a kind of synthesis of interconnected ideas that work in unison with the visible and the invisible, so that we manifest this profound alchemy. It's not just us putting it out there, putting it out there. There's work that we have to do internally.
Mmm. Wow. Wow. Okay. Now, a little later on, we're going to open up the phone lines. I want to get some more information out to tantalize further our listeners. So, can you explain a little bit? You talk about doing this important thing, holistic PR, just like your website, holisticpr.com. And can you explain how that's different from other marketing approaches?
Well, first of all, I believe that we need to connect to... Well, first, we have to understand why we're apprehensive about creating a marketing strategy in the first place. And for some people, it's because they feel they've been bombarded by so much advertising and inundation through the internet, telemarketers. We can't even stand at the urinals, I hear, anymore, before we're bombarded with more commercials, or at the gas pump. So the thought of using any of these venues for ourselves is very unattractive. Mm. Another reason we're apprehensive about even placing some energy and investment in a marketing plan or strategy is because many PR marketing consultants do not connect with their audience in a way that is from that wholeness and integration, and instead have their own idea of what they think the client needs. The difference between holistic and traditional marketing is I'm midwife that information from the client. It's your soul's destiny that I want to help surface so you experience Oz, I call it, O-Z, and then help you create that yellow brick road that takes you to Oz. But I wouldn't in a million years try to conceive of what that Oz is for you. It has to come from you. So one of the exercises I introduce is aligning with our soul's calling so that I can help surface your wisdom. Mm. And we both have an understanding and then can move forward.
Well, Andrea, I actually yesterday had a wonderful two-hour consultation with you, and I am just feeling just superb and making amazing progress and moving things forward for myself and to me. If I can comment on something that I think is so amazing, is that there's a saying that is attributed, I believe, to Albert Einstein, something paraphrasing to the effect that he says, "You can't solve a problem with the same level of consciousness or same mind that created it, same mindset that created it."
Right.
And so people can approach many public relations, PR consultants, and they in their mind go, "I know what I want. I've got this business. I want to promote this business." And then those consultants would certainly respond with their expertise and possibly help that person move that along. And yet where I am so enthralled with what you're doing is you're saying, okay, well, you might actually have that all well thought through. However, let's go through a simple process and then determine if what you want to do is actually in alignment with your soul's purpose, with your higher vision for your life.
Exactly.
Ah, that's
so deep,
huge.
to go actually deeper with, because it is not an intellectual process. We may think we know what we want to do and how we want to do it, but it's just strictly the intellect. It's the mind. It has to go deeper than the mind. And there are many times so many surprises and opportunities that you hadn't even thought about because we go deeper.
Yeah.
One of the practices that I highly recommend is meditation, connecting to source. And we actually experience the ease of moving into the Tao of marketing when we are connected to source. Because when you think about it, by having this practice every single day, you begin to hear that little voice that we many times ignore or don't even hear. And that little voice allows us to act spontaneously at the right time, or pause, or stop completely. And it's a very important voice to listen to. So how do we connect with that voice? We set up that daily practice of meditation. Mm. I think one of the other reasons you were happy about the process, and I'm very glad that you were, is that, and I just lost it. I just lost it. It was right on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, well, it's still there, and we can, there's so many things
There's so many aspects to this, but
well, yes.
One point I wanted to bring out, and I think it is that, here it is, that I want to educate people about what their strategy is so they are empowered to make the steps on their own. Once they have the clarity, once they understand the priority of things, like it became very clear the steps that you needed to take to open up energetically to the, all the possibilities of abundance that are clearly in your path. Now, I don't know of a traditional, and I'm not knocking PR marketing consultants because there are many very good ones, but for the most part, they do not take their clients through this process and do not reach the depth of clarity that comes from this. In this way. And so now you know, you don't have to speak to me for the next 5 years. You are on a, you're blazing the trail now because you know exactly what you need to do. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the difference. I'm not saying you give me $5,000, $10,000 a month on retainer and I'm going to do this, this, this. That takes your power away. I don't want to do that. I want to educate people to be empowered to know what to do for themselves.
Yes, and to me, this is it is right there in the niche of a small business owner that may, an entrepreneur that may not have a budget for a lot of money into PR work.
And when you think about it, how much money have people spent on learning their modalities, learning their businesses, their products, their services, taking it through legal channels to be patented, so many thousands of dollars compared to what they have put aside or used for marketing those gifts. Huge differentiation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what I'm saying is, excuse me, for less than $1,000, you can get a game plan for the next 5 years. In fact, I'm hearing from people now after 5 years and saying, well, I had a consultation with you 5 years ago, Andrea, and we did our five-year plan, but I'm ready for the next one. I went, that is the highest compliment you can give me.
Mm. That's amazing.
After 2 hours, they don't contact me for 5 years.
Wow. Wow. And now, does your book, as I have gone through part of it, but not all of it, in getting your book, and people can go to get your book, is it at your website, the holisticpr.com?
It's on the website, holisticpr.com, but I highly recommend,
and that's H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C-P-R.
H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C-P-R.com.
Yes, okay.
Reason I wrote, well, three books, the first book, PR for the Holistic Healer, has now joined Creating an Abundant Practice. I put those two books together. And the two books, Creating an Abundant Practice, whether you are a holistic practitioner or not, really provides you with some very significant fundamental approaches. How do I take the biography and turn it into, how do I take the resume and turn it into a biography? How do I create a press release? These are very fundamental steps in moving forward. The Science of Spiritual Marketing is a broader landscape, so to speak, of this spiritual marketing approach. So when I do a teleclass or a workshop or a consultation, I recommend both books because both books are used in the workshop, the teleclass, and the more background you have prior to coming into a consultation, the better you can receive the information.
Okay. Yeah. So a little bit of homework, preparing ourselves, and of course I had only gotten partway into the book, so I can testify from my own experience that
you don't have to read the book.
Yeah. That I can just show up.
Just show up.
And be in awe of one just to get to clarification.
And Ken, you were fortunate to have a sort of game plan or an idea of what you wanted to see happen in the business that you want to see flourish. But there are people who are undecided or not even clear about what next steps are. This helps them as well. It's an amazing thing. I'm just the channel for this stuff. But I have been like a researcher. I have been dissecting and researching this topic, this approach to marketing for about 30 years. And there isn't much I don't know or can't help, whether it's a person who doesn't have the clarity about what they want to do, or they've just gotten divorced, or just, you know, big transition. It's really helpful in getting clarity. Even if at the end of the consultation, they're still not sure, they're closer to that clarity than they were before. And they have all the game plan necessary so when they do make that choice, they still don't have to call me back. I don't want a coaching career. I just want to educate people, nip it in the bud in 2 hours, and you go on your way.
Yeah. Now, from your background, basically you'd mentioned 30 years of experience, and I guess it took you a while in your pathway to come from, I would consider, a more traditional approach to PR into this holistic approach?
Well, truthfully speaking, I was never traditional in anything that I did. I always saw outside of the box, and I think I attribute it to a very poor education. So I was never really in class. My mind was always someplace else, and I had a very creative there was a lot of activity creatively in my mind. So I thrived because I had a very good drama student and excelled and won awards, and therefore then became an actress, was on Broadway, off-Broadway, lots of TV, lots of theater. And when at the crescendo of my career on Broadway and auditioning for a soap opera, I heard this little voice. And the only reason I heard that little voice was because I had started to meditate. And the little voice said, no more repeating other people's words. And I dropped the script because I had what I thought reached the pinnacle, being on Broadway, now auditioning for a soap opera. I wouldn't have to worry about finances anymore. I was on the road. And then this voice came. And I took off and went to India for 6 months. And I never picked up a script after that.
Wow. Something happened in India.
Well, it happened at that moment where the voice said, no more repeating other people's words. I had to create my own script. I had to develop my own wisdom so that whatever gifts I had in terms of presentation or speaking would come from my own wisdom and not another author.
And then going to India was helping to expand your ability to go on that path?
Going to India was a tremendous heart opening and an opportunity to spend time with my teacher, Baba Muktananda, and an opportunity for me to spend close to 4 hours a day in meditation.
Wow.
And Ganeshpuri, India, where I was, is a Mecca, a spiritual Mecca. And just upon walking through the door, you feel like you are in another zone. It's very thick. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Very thick with Shakti, which is a Sanskrit term for energy. So it takes you very deep, even when you're not sitting and practicing meditation. So it's a very profound experience and a path I've been on for the past 32 years.
Wow.
So the practice of meditation is very important to me and now important to many of my clients and students who have taken my courses because they realize the difference in their lives and the balance and the equanimity that comes from setting up this practice.
Yeah.
It sharpens the mind, it disciplines the body. All aspects of your life become more finely tuned because you're tuning in.
Wow, I noticed that that's so important to no wonder you're calling this the science of spiritual marketing.
Exactly. And it is an initiation into magnetism because once you go through the book or have a consultation or take a class, and I'm not selling anything here, I'm just saying this is my experience and what I've heard back from clients, they become initiated into this science of spiritual marketing, into this magnetism, because as you just experienced, you are now more in alignment energetically with the future that you want to bring to you. So now the people, the opportunities, the events, and the synchronicities will come to you like a magnet because you are aligned energetically. It's that simple. It's universal law.
Well, with your permission, I'll open up the phone lines and see. We might have some listeners with some questions for you. Would that be okay?
Sure. I would love it.
All right. Well, there's a toll-free number in the United States of 877-876-5227 for the U.S. and our friends in Canada, 888-815-9756. And outside of those two areas, 530-876-3222. And let's pose some questions to Andrea about your life. See what we can do to support you with some expert advice. And speaking of experts, there's a Dr. Larry Dossey. I noticed that who's quite a prominent medical doctor as well as I guess working with energy medicine. And he's making mention of your book, and he says that this is the most conceptual, philosophical, and practical book on marketing ever written. Ever written? Woo!
He actually had a longer one, which was very beautiful. He also said that I really wanted to put that short one on the book cover, but he also said, in today's world, business owners and marketers are faced with ethical and moral marketing choices that are vitally important for the welfare of our entire culture and the earth as a whole. One marketing path leads to rampant consumerism and blind, unsustainable materialism. Another leads to wise choices that honor the earth, our climate, and the fate of future generations. The Science of Spiritual Marketing, Initiation into Magnetism, in this book, Andrea Adler sensitizes people in all professions to these issues and enables them to choose wisely. It is crucial that her message be heard. So Larry was a real supporter of this work and really got the message and understood the need for it. Because it's not just knowing how to market our products and services. We also have to have integrity about what it is we're marketing. So
yeah.
That was always the case when I was working specifically with the holistic therapeutic community. But now that I wrote this new book, it's reaching a broader audience, and it's really helping people to think twice about their products. Is it good for the environment? It can't be just about making money anymore. As we reach 2012, everything is escalating. Everything. Each one of us are rapidly moving toward disaster or evolution. And just like Eckhart Tolle said in his book, I believe it was called The Good Earth, he said, this is the time where you evolve or die. So that's what's happening, which is why this work that I'm offering has never been as well received as it is now. Because people are finally getting off the fence with being on the fence and saying, well, let's say I only had 10 more years to live. What do I want to do? Do I want to stay in this accounting office? Not that accounting is not a great profession, but if their passion is to be a healer, or if their passion is to patent this idea that they had that they've just been sitting on the fence with, everybody's moving forward now.
Wow.
Because the energy is moving them. So, truthfully speaking, I've never been so busy in my life.
Oh.
And I'm very grateful, because for years, nobody understood the value of marketing. They never wanted to put a dime toward it. And, I mean, I made good money when I was working in the internet industry, but nobody was listening to these holistic approaches, which is why many of them during the dot-com boom went bankrupt.
Oh.
So this is the time. This is the time to get off the fence and to move toward what your soul. And how many times have you heard that voice say, oh, come on, you can do it. And then the doubt becomes so big that it drowns out that little voice. So we cannot let that stand in the way. So just for that reason, I created a CD, Moving Out of Fear Gracefully. Just for that purpose.
Oh, so we don't move out of fear kicking and screaming. Okay.
Move out of it gracefully.
Oh, that's a nice change of pace. I like that.
No, and then now we've been talking about very conceptual understandings of this approach to marketing, but I also get very, very practical and teach people the meaning of network science, building bridges so that they can connect with those events and people and opportunities. We've heard the expression 6 degrees of separation. When you really are in alignment energetically with what your future is to be, those degrees become much less, much, much less. 1 and 2 degrees from reaching the person or the contact or the opportunity that you want.
Boy, that's profound. And what's so important to me in your work is this idea, and of course Dr. Dossie spoke about it when he made mention about practical book. So you're helping someone to either to locate, because many people are doing something but not connected to their passion, to the joy of life, to what their heart and soul really wants, and you can help them do that. And if they do have some of that, then once that is in place, you're there with all this practical background and solid PR sciences, and yet they're being applied with a holistic and spiritual component, so that a person is being true to themselves through the whole process that you provide.
And yet, you know, even if you have all the tools, let's say, you know, from our consultation yesterday, you now have all the tools to move forward, you have your priorities set, you know exactly what you need to do. If we don't have discipline in our lives, you know, living intentionally, communicating honestly, enjoying life with discipline is a minute by minute, day by day conscious effort to be better, feel better, live a happier, more productive, love-filled life. Our lives and our businesses suffer when our actions are not disciplined. And so we've all experienced the pendulum swinging from one extreme to the other. And these subtle and insidious slips cut into our freedom. They actually carve stumbling blocks into our mental pathways, and without any notice, pull us down into the depths of unconscious behavior. And then we lose sight of our goals, and we wonder why our life comes to a screeching halt. So understanding all these practical applications and conceptual and philosophical concepts mean nothing if we don't master, or at least approach, mastering our senses.
Ah, that old right thinking and right living,
you know,
comes up again.
I love this, and I wrote a whole chapter on discipline because it is one of my favorite topics. It's a very mysterious process. You know, for some of us, it's mastering our intake of food. For others, it's disciplining our speech. You know, those people that constantly are just talking, never hardly even take a breath. You're looking at your watch. You want to get up. It's too much. So that when they say something important, you miss it entirely. So there's a word in Sanskrit, two words, called Matrika Shakti, the power of the word. And depending on how much silence we maintain in our lives will be the potency of the words that we use. So for others, it's disciplining our speech. For most of us, it's seeing discipline as a joyful, enriching experience that can have monumental rewards. And the rewards aren't just something we get from discipline, but something rewarding in the experience of discipline itself. I became so disciplined writing my book that the discipline had a ripple effect into the eating of my food, into my speech, into my presentations, into the people I surrounded myself with. I became very disciplined and very discriminating, which helped every aspect of my life.
Wow. And as I'm listening to what you're sharing, I know for many people, the word discipline has got negative connotations. It's just like in school. Oh, you're being disciplined. It wasn't like, well, I'm looking forward to happy thing. I'm going to get disciplined.
Yeah.
So
that's a very bad connotation. Almost as bad as marketing.
Now, what's so interesting is, I mean, we can still call it discipline or maybe another phrase, but the essence of what I'm hearing from you is that by taking this time to actually spend some quiet time with ourselves, we are getting in touch with a part of ourselves that we've known is there. For many of us, and I know I would be one that has been commented, Kenneth, you're so hard on yourself sometimes. It's like I have known, and I believe many people know, that they're pretty smart, that there's a wisdom within them. And it's like, but what happens between the wisdom that's within us and the choices we make that aren't bringing a fulfilling life?
Mm.
And you're talking about this pathway of discipline, and I'm over there going, wow, well, you can call it discipline. I'm thinking it's more like a Christmas present waiting to be opened, or Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, whatever holiday you want to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're doing is connecting with this wonderful part of you that has been there forever, patiently saying, I can help make your life wonderful. Would you mind listening to me?
You know, I'm sure you've been in company where somebody says one thing and all of a sudden your entire paradigm shifts. That's my experience with this work. And more than once do people shift out of old patterns of behavior that no longer serves them. And I honor this opportunity because I know how precious it is to be enlightened about something that I was unconscious about before. Larry Dossey played an incredible part in that for me, in helping me understand that it was just as important to know how to market, as important as it is to understand what you're marketing. And for years, I had just specifically focused on the holistic therapeutic community because they understood energy. They understood this marketing idea because they are all about moving energy. So they were easy, you know, to not so much convince to buy into a marketing strategy, but they understood the work. And now that so many of them are flourishing, they're finally investing in a marketing strategy. But they understood energy. When this new book came out and Larry brought to my attention that this was reaching a much broader audience, he says, you have to talk about the importance of staying in integrity with the products. They could be destroying the earth, but they have a great marketing plan. And I went, oh my God. Well, I went into my book again and made that very clear. So it's amazing how one person can just change your entire paradigm about one thing that has an incredible ripple effect.
Yeah.
And I know that several of these concepts have changed people's lives.
Are you able to share two or three or some examples?
Yeah, I can share one right off the top. Let's see, I could share several. One woman who recently took my teleclass, I first had one number that everybody had, and for some reason that number was not working properly, and the whole service was not working properly, so I had to change the service that I was using, and now it works perfectly. But for some reason, she kept that old number, and when I gave out the new number, she used it a couple times, but on one of the calls, she lost the number, went back to the old number, and blamed me for not giving her the correct number. And I immediately saw that this woman, from this one action, was not taking responsibility by owning up to the fact that she misplaced that number. Now, that was one little act. And when the course was over and she finally got the correct number again, she still never said, "Oh my God, I lost the number. I thought it was this." She never owned up to it. And she called me the other day wanting something else. I said, "I just want to bring this to your attention because this act of not taking responsibility will have a huge ripple effect in your life. And I'm sure you can see that it already has." And she got it. One action. Another woman who I was helping write her biography, once she understood that she needed to fuse her past, her present, and her future in this one document, so she was now in alignment with the people, the population that she needed to serve, which was menopausal women, 3/4 of the way done creating her biography, her business tripled.
Just tripled? Is that all? That's tremendous.
And it was just like every single day that we worked on that biography, more and more people came. And she was hardly done with it when she didn't have the time to finish it.
Huh.
That's how powerful these principles are when we are energetically aligned and when we know what the strategy is for moving forward, what that yellow brick road is, so we can get to Oz.
And I can tell you, folks, from having consulted with Andrea, it's a trip worth taking. And now, can you give us a little bit more? For instance, does this work for any kind of business?
You know, I've worked with knife companies, with hotel owners, with hotel salesmen, car salesmen, holistic practitioners, life coaches. The answer is yes. This process works with anybody in any kind of business. I think the most fun I ever had was in New York early on in the 80s when I was doing a course at the Learning Annex. And there were people from every walk of life, every kind of business. Somebody created something for a cat window. Somebody else had something. I mean, it was just a real varied audience, and I loved it. Because there wasn't anybody I couldn't help. And taking them right from where they were at that moment, helping them see the future and the strategy that they needed to get to, was transformative.
Wow, that's just wonderful. I'm kind of curious. I know of myself, and maybe some others of our listeners out there, have had time where we've gotten excited and gotten started on something, and over time, we've kind of lost our way a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you, of course, mentioned this chapter, I believe 15 of your book, about discipline. And I'm just wondering, how would you recommend if we start to slip a little bit? I don't know if we consult with you.
Well, that may
not
be because you're undisciplined. It may be many reasons why that slip occurred or why that attention is now being focused. It could be, one, that you've lost interest, that the energy is moving you towards something else for you to look at. Two, there could be a block. You know, there was, when we talked yesterday, there was one issue that was brought up that could have blocked the whole domino effect of you moving forward in your business, correct?
Yes.
That could be the case. So we dive deep once again to find out what's at the root of this pause. And it could be many reasons. Maybe you're just not supposed to do that anymore. Something else is calling your attention. Or there's a roadblock. Well, let's look at it. What is it saying? How can we move through it? So it's clear sailing. Many reasons, and everybody's different. Every situation, very diverse.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and let's see, I'm guessing, don't know if there's any kind of a few practical tips you'd share. I know part of what I'd mentioned earlier was about getting to this root chakra of PR, and I don't know if we've, you know, gotten covered that, or if there was more to say about some of these.
I think we did. I would like to say that I am offering a teleclass in September for a limited amount of people, because it really is powerful when you have 18, 20 people on the phone that sort of bond with everybody. We're working all together. I'm not the only one talking. There's a lot of interaction. People are sharing their stories, supporting each other, understanding the power of their story and how to articulate it, how to articulate the mission statement, what are the elements necessary for the website. Very practical applications, and yet everybody supporting everybody.
Ah.
So I limit the amount of people involved in this class purposely so we can have as much interaction as possible. I don't believe in recording them, these classes, generically, so that people just do it without that energy of connecting, because that's what makes it so powerful.
Mm.
So that's coming up in September. Also, if anybody's listening from the Miami area, Florida, the East Coast, I'm doing a very big workshop in Miami with Natural Awakenings magazine. And if you are in a city that would like this work to be brought to your facility, to your healing center, to your area, all you have to do is give me a call.
And what number might they want to call?
They could call, well, they could go to the website to really dive into a lot of information and navigate through the site, which is www.holisticpr.com. They can call me for a free, very short interview to see if they even want to have the consultation. And that's that one-on-one that's very focused. And what I tell people is, if they were to take, and the people that I know that are hugely successful right now have pretty much taken a workshop and had the one-on-one consultation and read the books, and they are flying. Now,
oh, wow.
If you can imagine that your life could turn around for less than $1,000, that is pretty amazing. And it's not going to stay at this price very long, because O Magazine has called recently, and I don't think Oprah's far away.
Oh, and congratulations.
Less time and cost more, because there'll be less time. So I'm really trying to be affordable, and yet I know how significant the work is in turning your business around. Mm. I mean, I'm not asking for a percentage. Once I share with you how you can make your business work, I'm not saying now I want 10%. I should, but I don't want to go there. So I charge, you know, right now a fee that is a sliding scale, and I'd rather not mention that on the phone. They can call me, once again, at 505-983-7777.
And, of course, is it, some people are going to be realizing that with your success, it's sort of like, wow, one, take advantage of being able to work with you directly, and then something else, which I'm noticing on your website, which is wonderful, because some people are so excellent, and then they become very difficult to reach because they've gone and working with the top professionals and superstars. And I see on your website there's this button we can click that says BAHPR consultant.
Yes. I have trained two people, and I will be training more. There's a pause right now because I want to make sure these people are really together with the work and staying in integrity with hopefully the Good Housekeeping seal of approval, which is holistic PR.
Yes.
And before I train anyone else.
All right. So we're doing a beta test here, as they say, with software.
Exactly.
To make sure this process works, and then stand back, cloning.
Yeah. Eventually, yes.
Yeah. To have lots of this, so that many people can be supporting each other.
Exactly.
Lives, based on all this research that you've done over 30 years. Wow. Excellent. This is wonderful. Now, I would like, as we summarize here in the last few minutes, if there were some key points that you wanted to make, because I know sometimes it helps to hear things more than once. What would you want to share with myself and our listeners today?
You know, I think the best thing to share, to summarize, is, you know, I have a chapter called The Three Stages of Creativity, based on the Hindu triad, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. And those are three very important stages that we all move through many times a day, sometimes within minutes, hours, months, years. Brahma is the visioning stage. It's the time when you meditate, take walks, and just allow your mind to wander. And then we can be addicted to that stage and stay in that stage too long without taking action, which is Vishnu.
Mm.
Vishnu is the worker, the manifester. And there are those people who are addicted to Vishnu, who are workaholics and myopic with their approach to their business. And they never stand back into Brahma to vision a bigger picture. And then there's Shiva, the destroyer, or the one that lets go. And what we want to do is learn how to let go at the right time. I would find myself moving through these stages when I wrote, because I would move into Brahma and think about the chapter, think about the paragraph I wanted to write, and then move into Vishnu. And there were times that I was in Vishnu, working, and I never, or it was always too long before I got up from the computer to take a walk or exercise or do some hatha yoga. So it's understanding these three stages and having them move effortlessly and gracefully throughout our lives, throughout our work, throughout our love life, so that we're in balance. And many people, I'm sure, have seen the statue Nataraj, dancing Shiva. That's the place we want to be in all the time, because Shiva's Nataraj is dancing. Surrounded by a flame of, you know, fire, he's in this motion, constant motion, of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva.
Ah.
So if there's anything to leave with at this point, is move into Brahma and ask yourself, are you at a place in your life and in your career that sustains you and brings you joy? Or is there something that you need to move? Is there something that you want to make happen that you're kind of stuck and can't make that move?
Mm, and that would be the reason to, if I may, call. Give your number again. Call Andrea Adler at 505-983-7777. And that's me promoting you because I've had some of your work. And, folks, it's worth it. Andrea,
yes.
I want to thank you for being our guest today and sharing time from your busy schedule. It's just wonderful having you on.
It was a pleasure. You were a delight. It was wonderful having the consultation with you, getting to know you a little better. And I'm also anxious to experience your clock radio that reduces EMFs, because I am a big promoter and advocate of reducing those EMFs as much as possible. So very excited about that.
Well, I look forward to your feedback.
Many blessings to you.
You too.
Take care.
And beloved listeners, thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week for more Advanced Living Radio. Until we meet again, God bless and goodbye for now. Let go and let God.